at the age of 10, the very beginning of the Cultural Revolution, his parents went to be with the Lord. However, a brother took care of him so that from his early days he knew the Lord. Quite a number of years ago, he came to the United States and has completed his studies here. We're really thrilled that he can share a brief word of testimony before the message this morning. Brother Wang Wenzhou.
Thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity so that I can testify in front of him. I was born in China. In China, there is a saying that you're born in a new China and then you're raised in this under the red flag. One thing I want to especially thank the Lord. I was born in a Christian home, in a home that loves the Lord. And starting from my grandparents, they are Christians.
在我小的时候,
when I was young,
我的父母亲他们根据圣经的道理,
and my parents using the principles from the Bible,
就是按照真言书上讲, 教养孩子红走的，让他走当行的道, 就是道老也不偏离。
According to the Proverbs, that from young age you teach him in the word of the Lord so that they will not depart from him.
我想起来在上小学的时候,
when I was going to elementary school,
你知道，在中国，当时组织这些孩子们到电影，在电影院去看电影。
And you hear that there is organized trips to go to the theater to watch movie.
那个时候的电影都是一些政治宣传。
And those were all political propaganda movies.
当你看完电影的回家之后。
And after you watch the movie when you go home.
那我的父母亲总问我，我看的是什么电影。
So my parents would ask me, what did you see?
他们要告诉我什么叫宣传。
And they want to tell me what is propaganda.
你知道，作为一个信主的人， 当你要把真理和有一些虚假的道理要分开的时候， 有的时候你会面对着很多的危险。
So as a Christian, as you try to separate what's the truth and what's not, there are difficulties at times.
所以从我小的时候， 家里头父母亲在吃饭前的祷告， 在我这一生中都是 我记得非常的清楚。
And so when I was young, when we say grace before meals, this is something that I can remember very vividly.
在美国这是很多家庭每一天都有的事情。
And in America, this is what's happening almost every day.
可是在几十年前的中国，那个时候是非常非常不容易的事情。
But then in those days in China, this is a very difficult thing to come by.
正因为是这样，我的父母亲也和许多主内的 肢体一样，他们经过一些历练和磨难。
And just because of this, my parents, just like with some of the other Christians, they have gone through trials and difficulties.
在我失去父母之后，
after I lost my parents,
另外一位主内的年长的一位长辈照顾我。
And so there is another Christian brother, he took care of me.
他照顾我几乎四年的时间。
He took care of me almost for 4 years.
在这过程中，他经常跟我讲圣经的道理。
And in those 4 years, he has been continuously teaching me the word from the Bible.
他非常喜欢唱赞美诗。
And he loved to sing the hymns.
他有的时候就带着我的时候， 他在路上有时候跟我唱一些赞美诗。
So a lot of times when we were walking down the streets, he would lead me in singing the hymns.
今天在美国我们听诗班唱歌， 我们觉得这都是很普通的事情。
And today, as we listen to the choir sing in church, this seems to be a very common thing.
可是在那个时候， 你如果能听到别人跟你唱赞美诗， 那个是确实是非常非常大的福分。
But then in those days in China, if you hear somebody sing hymns, it's truly a real blessing to you.
截止到1977年 文化大革命11年之后， 我才看到了第一本圣经。
Until 1977, 11 years after the Cultural Revolution, this was the first time that I got to see a Bible.
从1978年的年底开始， 我才和一些信主的 弟兄姊妹开始有比较正常的一个团契生活。
And at the end of 1978, I started to have a normal fellowship with other Christians.
我在中国大陆也曾经试图去上神学院。
And in China, I tried to go to a seminary also.
也是相当的不容易。
And this is also was very difficult.
我们知道，在中国大陆上神学院都经过特别的许可。
And you all know, for you to go to seminary in China, you have to have special permissions.
啊，可是神以后为我开了路。
But God has opened doors for me.
是在我自己想象不到的时候。
In times when I least expected.
以后因为工作的原因，我来到美国。
And because of work, I came to this country.
神为我提供了一个工作机会。
And God has given me this opportunity to come and work here.
我在很多年前，就来到美国。
And many years ago, I came to this country.
一边工作。
And I was working on one hand.
在我总是在工作的附近找一间神学院去修课。
And in a place near to my work, I would always go and look for a seminary to attend classes.
因为工作的原因。
Because of work relations.
每换一个工作，我要在一个新的地方找一个神学院。
So every time when I change job, I would have go to a new different seminary and take classes.
所以我先后在七间神学院选过课。
So I have taken classes from seven different seminaries.
总的学分加起来有一百多个学分。
And if I add up all the credits, I have somewhere around 100 credits.
作为一个移民到这个国家的人来讲。
As an immigrant coming to this country.
每一个移民都有一个美国梦。
And every immigrant has an American dream.
就是在美国拿到美国的一个学位。
And you want to dream to get a degree in the States.
找到一份稳定的工作。
Find a permanent job.
拥有一栋房子。
Own a house.
有一个漂亮的太太，或者是几个很可爱的孩子。
You have a beautiful wife and maybe have several loving children.
开着车，最少是一个 Toyota Camry.
And you should at least own a Toyota Camry.
可是我知道神也给我一个美好的梦。
I also know that God has given me an American dream.
这个梦更为美好。
And this dream is even more perfect.
实际是我在中国大陆的时候，我就知道神给了我这样一个美好的梦。
Actually, I had this dream when I was in China.
就是神对我的呼召。
Because God's calling.
就是做宣教的工作。
To take part in missionary work.
几年前的时候。
And several years ago.
我在加州的Biola University.
And I was working in Biola University in California.
这个中文是百奥拉大学。
Biola University.
我的工作非常稳定。
And I have a very stable job.
我的薪水也挺好。
And I have a good salary.
我的同事，特别是同事和我的上司，对我都非常的关照。
And my colleagues and my supervisors, they all took care of me.
但是神却把我放在这个环境。
But God put me in this environment.
有他特别的意思。
And he has his special purpose.
我们的校长是出生在中国的。
And the president of the college, he was born in China.
他也是第四代的在中国的宣教士。
And he was the fourth generation of missionary in China.
我的这个办公室的主任也是一个宣教士。
And my supervisor, he's also a missionary.
我的四个同事在非洲或者在菲律宾做过宣教士。
And my four co-workers, they were either missionaries in Africa or in Philippines.
我最好的一个最密切的一个同事。
And the colleague that's closest to me.
他虽然没有做过名义上的宣教士，他做了22年的空军的牧师。
Even though he was not truly a missionary, but he's been a chaplain in the Air Force for 20-some years.
所以神把我放在这个环境下。
And God has put me in this environment.
总是在提醒我他以前对我的召唤。
And he has constantly reminded me of the caring that he had for me.
最后这种不断的紧迫对我的呼召，使我不得不做出一个决定。
So with all these special arrangements and the calling, I had to make my decision.
我决定辞职。
I decided to quit my job.
去做福音工作。
And to put myself to serve the Lord.
神对我的爱就是这样的显明。
And God's love for me is so revealing.
我刚才讲到一个梦。
And just now I talked about a dream.
所以我觉得我的梦也是很美好。
And so I feel my dream is very beautiful.
如果说用另外一个词的话，是一个意象。
And using another word, I can call it a vision.
我知道做宣教工作经常会对到面对着一些不确定的事。
And as we take part in the missionary field, we feel that there are things that are very uncertain.
但是超越那个不确定的事之后，
And once you pass this,
一个有永恒的，就有一个永恒的盼望。
And so you have this everlasting hope.
我在想着在未来的有一天，
And I feel that in the day to come,
在耶稣基督的宝座前，
In front of the throne of Jesus Christ,
他翻开那个生命册的时候，
He opened up the book of life,
在生命册上我的最后的一个职业，
And so that in this book of life, my final career,
the last occupation is missionary.
最后的一个职业就是宣教士。
然后，耶稣基督在叫我的名字。
And so that Jesus Christ, as He called my name,
我说我在这儿。
And I'll say I'm here.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
(笑)我第一次来华府教会是25年前。
The first time I came to Chinese Christian Church, it was 25 years ago.
我不知道25年前有几位在这里。
I don't know how many of you were here 25 years ago.
我有很深很深的印象。
I have a deep, deep impression.
谢谢主，再一次，我再一次有机会回到这个华府教会。
And thank the Lord, I have once again the opportunity to come and visit you.
并且在这三天当中，我们有机会一同陪答侍奉主。
And so that in these last 3 days, we can work in partnership to serve the Lord.
要特别谢谢诗班刚才为我们献的这样美丽的诗歌。
And I'd like to thank the choir for the beautiful hymns that they've sung.
也要特别谢谢陈弟兄、陈姊妹这几天的爱心的接待。
And I would also like to thank Brother and Sister Chen for their hospitality for the last several days.
今天早晨我们来思想在宣教事上一同侍奉主。
And I'd like to talk about this morning is the partnership in missions.
保罗对宣教事工有非常清楚的认识。
And Paul has a true understanding of missions.
他晓得这个同工是三方面的同工。
And he knows that this partnership comes from three aspects.
第一，我们是与神做同工的。
First, we are to be partners with God.
事实上，耶稣很清楚告诉我们。
And Jesus has told us very clearly.
离了主，离了他，我们不能做什么。
Because if we go away from him, we cannot accomplish anything.
所以保罗说，有的人是撒种，有的人是浇灌，但是生长在乎主。
And Paul has said some will spread the seed, some will cultivate, but the true growing is from God.
所以第一件事情，我们要看见差遣的事工是我们与神做同工的。
So you can see in the mission field, we are to be in partner with God.
这是何等荣耀的身份。
What a glorious position that we are having.
刚才王弟兄做见证。
A while ago, Brother Wong has this testimony.
就说他有这样的意象。
He has this vision.
有一天见主面的时候。
When he meets the Lord one day.
因为他一生能够参与宣教的事工。
And because he has participated in mission all his life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我很盼望在座的弟兄姊妹有同样的一个意象。
And I hope many of you here will have the same vision.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
差遣事工必须跟教会取得非常密切的联系。
And to do mission,You have to have close relationship with the church.
所以宣教士与教会有分不开的关系。
So the missionaries will have this inseparable relation with the church.
保罗说
Paul said,
他给腓立比教会写信的时候
He wrote to the Philippians,
他说我就想起我们是从头一天同心合一的信望福音。
And we would like to start from day one to bring up the gospel.
所以保罗跟教会的 关系是一个分不开的关系。
So Paul's relation with the church is inseparable.
我今天在华人教会有机会讲到。
I have this opportunity to preach in the Chinese churches.
我觉得是神的恩典。
And I feel this is God's grace.
很多的时候有弟兄姊妹要谢谢我们大家，好像为中国教会有什么贡献。
A lot of times brothers and sisters would like to thank the Taylor family for the contributions that we've done.
可是弟兄姊妹，我要感谢神，因为接着华人教会我们的家得了太大的恩典。
But I want to tell you brothers and sisters, I would like to thank God because through him we have received so much.
我的儿媳妇是中国人。
And my second daughter-in-law, she's Chinese.
这是华人教会给我的宝贝。
This is a treasure that's given to me by the Chinese churches.
聚会结束，如果你要看这个我孙子孙女的照片，我一定给你看。
And after the service, if you want to take a look at my grandchildren's pictures, I'll be more than glad to share with you.
我的儿子信耶稣是台湾的一些弟兄姊妹带领他信耶稣。
And my son came to know the Lord through some brothers and sisters in Taiwan.
我自己信耶稣也是看见中国青年在大陆的青年听了福音接受主，受我受感动也接受主。
And I came to know the Lord because I was moved by touched by the young people in China for their love for Christ.
我就觉得我一生的侍奉都是跟华人教会有分不开的关系。
So I feel that throughout my entire life service, I am inseparable from the Chinese churches.
当中华福音神学院开始的时候
，and when we start the China Evangelical Seminary,
我们华府教会大力的支持。
And the church here has supported us.
我真是感谢主。
I'd like to thank the Lord.
今天在一些医疗服务的工作上。
And today in the health ministry.
主要的同工也是华人教会的弟兄姊妹。
The major co-workers are all from the Chinese churches.
所以保罗就看见他和教会之间的关系是分不开的关系。
So Paul has seen that his relation with the church is something that cannot be separate.
我很感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
我和戴师母这多年，在新加坡、在香港，都是菲律宾一个华人教会用祷告和金钱来支持我们的。
And I would like to thank the Lord because myself and my wife, as we serve the Lord in Singapore and Hong Kong, it's through the support of a church in Philippines, both in prayer as well as financial support.
我们是与神做同工的。
We are to be partners with God.
我们与教会做同工的。
We are to be partners with the church.
第三
The third.
保罗知道不是光是他一个人在那里传福音。
Paul knows that he's not all by himself spreading the gospel.
他需要一个团队。
He needs a team.
所以我们看保罗跟巴拿巴。
And so we see Paul and Barnabas.
保罗跟提摩太。
And you can see Paul and Timothy.
那么在这里我们看见保罗跟以巴弗。
And here we see Paul and Epaphras.
他们两位是同工。
And they are co-workers.
那么我盼望现在弟兄姊妹，我们可以对这位以巴弗有比较清楚的认识。
And I'd like to share with you so that we can understand Epaphras a little more.
第一件事情
And first,
他是希律尼人。
He's a Gentile.
他不是犹太人。
He's not a Jew.
保罗自称为希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
And Paul is a Hebrew.
但是这个以巴弗是非犹太人。
And here you have Epaphras, he's a Gentile.
我觉得这是一个很了不起的事情。
And I think this is a great thing.
因为从第一代福音要从耶路撒冷传开的时候。
So you see, if the gospel is to start out from Jerusalem.
那一个差传的一个团队。
And this team.
是一个不分种族的 一个团队。
It's not segregated by race.
今天有的时候我们华人教会还没有这样的看见。
And today, the Chinese churches probably still didn't see it yet.
很多很多在我们华人教会以为只有这一种人是传教士。
And a lot of people in the Chinese churches feel that only Caucasians would be missionaries.
我们不觉得这种人是传教士。
We don't feel that Chinese can be missionaries.
这种观念完全不合乎圣经。
And this kind of viewpoint is definitely not biblical.
你不要笑。
And you shouldn't be smiling.
你应该哭啊。
And you should be crying.
我们应该认罪。
And we should admit our sins.
你看保罗的时代已经有这样的看见。
And you can see in Paul's days they already seen this.
但是今天我们还没有搞清楚。
And unfortunately today we still have not gotten this point.
所以我们看见犹太人跟希律尼人并肩出去传讲耶稣基督的福音。
And so you can see a Jew and a Gentile, they work hand in hand to go out and spread the gospel.
第二
Second,
保罗说这个以巴弗是你们那里的人。
And Paul here says, Epaphras, he is from among you.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
是哥罗西教会的人。
And he is from Colossus.
就是说那一个教会。
It means that that particular church.
成立不久。
It was established not long ago.
已经把他们非常优秀的一个青年打发出去。
And they have already sent out this talented young man among them.
做宣教士。
To be a missionary.
跟保罗在一起。
To work hand in hand with
Paul. 传讲耶稣基督的福音。
And to spread the gospel of Christ.
我们的教会呢？
And what about our church?
我们肯不肯把我们中间优秀的青年打发出去。
Are we willing to send our talented young people out to be missionaries?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
他是你们哪里的人？
And he is one among you.
我们的以巴弗，我们肯不肯打发他出去？
Epaphras, are we willing to send him out?
第三
Number three.
我觉得是最宝贵。
And I feel this is most precious.
他不只是一个希律尼人。
Not only he's a Gentile.
不只是哥罗西教会的弟兄。
Not only he is a member of the Colossian church.
保罗说他是基督的仆人。
And he is a servant of Christ.
这是很宝贵。
And this is precious.
那就是门徒的意思。
And this is disciple.
在大小的事上尊主为主。
And no matter big or small matters, he will treat God as the Lord.
他是基督的仆人。
And he is Christ's servant of Christ.
今天我看见很多青年在我们中间。
Today, this morning, I see a lot of young people among us.
我昨天晚上看见你们这个预备的节目，我心里充满了感动。
And I was deeply moved by the program that you prepared for us last night.
主给你们的恩赐是特别多。
And God has truly blessed you with all these gifts.
谢谢各位青年用了很多心血来预备昨天晚上那样精彩的节目。
And I'd like to thank you for the efforts that you put in to prepare this special program.
今天我要跟你们讲一个故事。
So today I want to talk to you this story.
一个爱情故事。
And a love story.
所以我要盼望青年要留心的听啊。
And I hope the young people will pay special attention.
是我曾祖父爱情的故事。
And it's the love story from my great grandfather.
我这次不讲我自己爱情的故事。
I am not sharing with you my own love story.
等一下你可以问戴师傅。
A little later, if you're interested, you can ask Mrs. Taylor.
我们到中国，他们说她是我的爱人。
And when we went to China, they said she's my lover.
那么我就跟大家讲戴德生的一个小小的见证。
And I'd like to give you this message to share with you about my great grandfather. 他
1854年到中国。
He went to China in 1804.
那么1854. 那么在上海他就学官话。
And he was learning Mandarin in Shanghai.
后来就跟苏格兰来的一位传教士就在一起。
And so he then teamed up with a Scottish person in China.
他们就到山头，到这个潮州人德居郎的那个地方，去传福音。
They went to Swatow to spread the gospel.
那么有一段时间在那里传福音，为主做见证。
So they worked there for a short period.
那个时候没有内地会。
And there we did not have the inland mission.
就是在中国也没有内地会。
And in China there is no such organization.
还要过差不多这个20年，不是10年才有内地会。
It was 10 years later that organization was established.
我曾祖父就病倒了。
And my great grandfather got sick.
他的同工治好，送他上船，让他回上海。
And so his coworker has to take him on the boat to send him back to Shanghai.
带病回到上海。
So he was sick and he returned back to Shanghai.
谁知到了上海的时候，就发现他存放东西的他自己东西的地方被火焚烧。
After he got back to Shanghai, he found out the place that he stored his belongings that was burned down.
自己有病。
And he was sick.
东西都没有了。
And all his belongings were destroyed.
那么支持在英国支持他的那个教会也没有按时候把他生活费送过来。
And the church in England that was supporting him financially did not send in his financial support on a timely fashion.
有病。
He was sick.
东西烧毁。
And all his belongings were gone.
钱也没有。
Money did not come.
还好有朋友就接待他。
Fortunately, he had friends and the friends took care of him.
刚好那几天来了一封信。
And there was a letter that came by in those days.
是英国来的一封信。
A letter from England.
他一看信封的那个笔迹，他心跳快一点了。
As he looked at the handwriting on the envelope, his heart started to beat fast.
因为是英国女朋友写来的信。
Because his girlfriend in England wrote to him.
他好高兴。
He was really happy.
他就想，至少这一封信可以带给我一点点的安慰。
And he said to himself that this letter will bring me a little comfort.
所以他打开了。
So he opened the letter.
在那里看。
He read the letter.
没想到是分手的一封信。
Little did he know it was a letter to say goodbye.
Dear John letter.
A dear John letter.
其实是一封爱迪梅顿书。Ultimatum.
It's an ultimatum from his girlfriend.
他就跟戴德生讲。
So she told Dr. Taylor.
他说你太爱中国。
And she said you love China too much.
他说我爸爸说。
My father said,
其实在我们中间的男孩子女孩子说我爸爸说不一定是爸爸说的。
And actually a lot of times my parents said actually it may not came from the parents.
是我讲的。
I said it myself.
可能是那个女孩子自己想的好不好。
Maybe it's this girl, her girlfriend's own thoughts.
我爸爸说。
My father said,
如果你回来在英国做牧师做一个教会的工人他不反对我们的婚事。
And he said that if you're to come back to England and be a pastor in England, then he would not object to our marriage.
可是如果你坚持要留在中国。
If you insist on remaining in China,
Sayonara.
And he says, 再见。
在座的青年
and the youngsters in among us
戴德生不是木头人
and Hudson Taylor was not made of wood
他有感情
he has feelings
他单独一个人在上海工作
he was all by himself working in Shanghai
常常觉得寂寞
and he was lonely
哎，对了回英国做牧师是一样的吧
And probably he would say, I should go back to England and be a pastor, and this is the same in serving the Lord.
没有两样。
And it's no different.
我问大家一样不一样。
I'd like to ask you, is that the same?
一样不一样。
Is it the same?
不一样。
Not the same.
今天这么多华人在这里知道不一样。
And today we have so many Chinese here, we know that it wasn't the same.
英国有那么多的教堂，那么多的人传福音。
In England, there are so many churches to spread the gospel.
可是当时在中国的内地，没有人在那里为耶稣基督做见证。
And in those days in China, there aren't all that many in China spreading the gospel.
不一样。
Not the same.
怎么办？
What should you do?
当你的心说回去吧。
When your heart said you should go back.
可是神说留下吧。
But God told you to stay.
你要怎么决定？
How are you going to make up your mind?
我看带着圣的日记。
I read the diary of Hudson Taylor.
第二天早晨。
The second day.
他不是到中国旅行社去订票。
He didn't go to the China Travel Agency to book his flight going back to England.
虽然身体有病。
Although he was sick.
东西被火焚烧。
And his belongings were all burned.
钱没有来。
And the money did not come.
可是口袋。都是装满了福音单张。
And in his pockets were filled with these pamphlets.
他在上海的街道上分发单张，全中国人信耶稣。
And he has these gospel tracts in his pocket, and was spreading these in the street corners in Shanghai.
我可以告诉大家
，I can tell you，
那一个女孩子不是我的曾祖母。
And that woman was not my great grandmother.
神有很奇妙的安排。
God has His miraculous arrangement.
也许戴德生会觉得，如果我错过这个机会，就一生就单身了。
And Hudson Taylor might have worried that if he missed that opportunity, he may be staying a bachelor for the rest of his life.
我们的神是信实的。
And God can be trusted.
如果我们遵循他的旨意。
And we follow His will,
就不同了。
And things will be different.
我的曾祖母是谁呢？
Who is my great grandmother?
哇，有一个宣教士离开英国到马来西亚。
And there's this missionary that left England to went to Malaysia.
在槟城，在马六甲，在新加坡工作。
And she was working in Singapore.
He was.
He was.
还没有到他的女儿。
He was working there.
那么也是在华人当中。
And he was working among the Chinese.
结果他们有三个孩子。
So they had three children.
其中最小的是我的曾祖母。
And the youngest one is my great grandmother.
当他的父母被主接去的时候。
When her parents died.
他还是来中国。
And she still loved China.
在浙江宁波一个学校教书。
And she was teaching in a school in Ningbo.
那么戴德生从上海来到宁波的时候。
So when Hudson Taylor went from Shanghai to Ningbo,
他就认识玛利亚。
And so he met Mary.
我今天不讲他们的故事。
And I will not say any more about them.
你可以看戴德生传。
You can see the biography of Hudson Taylor.
但是弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
他决定不接受英国这个女孩子的那封信。
And he decided not to accept the ultimatum set up by his girlfriend in England.
我觉得这一种的表现是一个基督徒顺服主的表现。
And this is an expression of obedience to the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
以巴弗是耶稣基督的仆人。
Epaphras is a Jesus servant of Christ.
那么我们就可以看以巴弗跟保罗在三方面做同工。
And we can see Epaphras and Paul has worked together in three different aspects.
第一是在福音的工作上做同工的。
First in the gospel that they work together.
你知道保罗在以弗所传福音的时候
，You know that Paul when he was spreading gospel in Ephesus，
以巴弗就在哥罗西这个地方传福音。
Epaphras was spreading gospel in Colossae。
保罗自己没有去过哥罗西
，Paul has never been there。
他说我没有见过你们的面
，And I have not seen you face to face。
那谁在那里传福音设立教会呢
？Who was spreading gospel and setting up the churches？
是以巴弗。
Epaphras，
他在 以弗所认识保罗。
He came to Ephesus, knows Paul in Ephesus.
啊，可是我们就看见他自己把福音带回他的故乡。
And you can see he now Ephesus brought the gospel back with him to his own village.
让他们的同胞，他的同胞能够认识耶稣。
So that his fellow people will know Christ.
我不知道你有没有想过把耶稣基督的福音带给你的亲友呢？
Have you thought about bringing the gospel from Jesus Christ back to your loved one?
我觉得这是我们每一个基督徒的本分。
I feel that this is the responsibility of each Christian.
以巴弗信耶稣，第一件事情把耶稣介绍给他的亲友。
If Ephraim came to know the Lord, and the first thing he did was to introduce his friends to him.
那么我们在这里要特别注意一件事情。
We have to pay special attention here.
以巴弗的恩赐跟保罗的恩赐不一样。
The gifts that Epaphras has is different from those from Paul.
但是这个不要紧。
And this is not important.
不是说每一个传教士都要像保罗。
And it's not true that everyone has to be like Paul.
神今天在福音的工作上用不同恩赐的人。
And God used different people with different gifts in this work.
保罗，他是一个神学家。
Paul is a theologian.
他会写书信。
He knows how to write.
他会跟那些知识分子要为福音辩护。
And he would debate with the educated people about Christianity.
可能以巴弗不是这样。
Maybe Epaphras is not like that.
今天在福音的工作上。
So today in the field of mission,
需要保罗的,
we need Paul,
需要以巴弗的,
we need Epaphras.
比如说,
For example,
今天有许多的地方, 一个像保罗的人没有办法进去。
For example, there is a place that is such that Paul would not be able to enter.
如果他制作帐篷, 也许他可以去。
Maybe if he is a tent maker, maybe he can go.
今天有许多的地方只有一个有专业的人才能够进去。
And today there is a place that only professionals that can go.
医生可以去。
Doctors can go.
工程师可以去。
Engineers can go.
懂电脑的人可以去。
The computer scientists can go.
律师可以去。
Lawyers can go.
英文老师可以去。
English teachers can go.
可是牧师宣教士不能去。
Unfortunately, pastors, full-time missionaries, they cannot go.
那么我们是不是说因为一个传统的传教士不能去？
And is it because if a traditional missionary cannot go?
那么我们就袖手旁观呢？
Are we going to watch on the sideline?
或许说我们可以安排一些有专业的人在那里为主做见证。
Maybe we can arrange to have some professionals to go and testify for the Lord.
我觉得这是神的美意。
And I feel this is God's purpose.
今天他要动员我们华人教会许多许多有专业的人。
And he today is going to mobilize a lot of the professionals in the Chinese churches.
他们认真的来做他们自己的职业。
And they are dedicated to the work that they do.
哦，做得很好。
They were very successful.
所以他们被欢迎。
So they were welcome.
可是当他们认识许多的朋友的时候，
And when they came to know a lot of friends,
可以私下跟他们见证耶稣基督的恩典。
So they can give testimony to them in private about the love of Christ.
保罗有一对夫妇做他的同工。
And Paul has this couple that was his co-worker.
他在哥林多就认识他们两位。
He came to know them in Corinth.
他们是亚居拉跟拜基拉。
And they are Aquila and Priscilla.
他们不是牧师宣教士。
They are not ministers, they are not missionaries.
他们有他们的职业。
They have their own profession.
可是我发现他们每当到一个地方，
I found out that everywhere that they went,
他们的家就成为一个福音的基地。
And everywhere they go, their home becomes a base for the gospel.
神的恩典不只是临到他们，也从他们身上流露出去。
And God's grace not only came to them, but also flow out from their lives.
第二
Second,
以巴弗在祷告方面跟保罗做同工。
And Epaphras has been praying with Paul.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你再看哥罗西第一章跟第四章。
And brothers and sisters, I'd like you to go back to Colossians chapter 1 and chapter 4.
你就发现第一章是保罗的祷告。
And you can see here on chapter 1 is Paul's prayer.
第四章是以巴弗的祷告。
And chapter 4 is Epaphras' prayer.
我们在这里就看以巴弗跟着保罗学祷告的重要。
And we can see here Epaphras have been learning how to pray from Paul.
所以保罗在以巴弗在第四章祷告的时候，
And so in chapter 4, Epaphras, as he prayed,
你看保罗怎么说?
How did Paul describe?
第十二节,
in verse 12,
你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安。
In verse 12, it says, Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings.
他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求。
And he is always wrestling in prayer for you.
哇竭力的祈求
wrestling to pray.
愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，站立的稳。
That you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured.
这是一个伟大的祷告。
This is a great prayer.
我们教会在拆船的施工上。
And in our church, if we take part in this mission activity,
我知道我们。华府教会
I know the Chinese Christian Church here
从开始的时候就推行我们叫什么 Faith Promise 信心奉献的一个计划
And I know that in this church when we originally started we already have this Faith Promise
真是感谢主
Thank the Lord
可是这个工作的终点摆在信心和我们金钱的奉献。
And this emphasis was put on our faith and on our financial offering.
这是很好。
This is good.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果另外我们没有在祷告方面来关心、来托住我们用金钱所支持的人。
And if we do not support those that we financially support in prayer,
我们的支持不够
and our support is insufficient.
并且我们就没有把最重要的支持就给那位同工
and we did not give him the most important support that this co-worker would need.
我很盼望弟兄姊妹要为王弟兄祷告
and I hope brothers and sisters that you will pray for our brother Wang.
我们祷告
because of our prayer.
为我们祷告
pray for us.
我们今天我们教会所支持的宣教士
to pray for the missionaries that we support
你能不能贴在你的冰箱
can you put that list up on your refrigerator
或许你的餐桌
or maybe on top of your dinner table
每天你们吃饭的时候
as you eat dinner
就用祷告来托住那位同工
and use your prayer to support this co-worker
我们有一些同工在非常困难的情形之下
and there are some co-workers that are working under very difficult
真是属灵的征战
and they have spiritual struggles
需要我们用祷告来托住他们
they need our prayer support to support them
我17岁的时候就学习祷告的重要
And when I was 17, I learned the importance of prayer.
那一年，我从中国来到美国。
And that year, I came from China to the United States.
第一个站就在洛杉矶。
The first stop was Los Angeles.
我的父母还在上海。
And my parents were still in Shanghai.
我一个人在美国。
And I was all by myself in the States.
寂寞得不得了。
And I was very lonely.
很想回去。
And I really want to go home.
那个主日。我就到礼拜堂
And that Sunday I came to church
洛杉矶一个礼拜堂
In the church in Los Angeles
我就就乖乖地坐在一边
So I was sitting quietly in one corner
有一位有名的牧师在那里讲道
There was this famous pastor that was preaching there
他讲完了
After he finished
主席就站起来
So the chairman stood up
他说今天我要特别请讲员站在门口跟大家握手。
And he said, today I would like to ask the speaker to go to the front door to meet, to greet all the comers.
那么他说刚好我们也有从中国来的一位青年。
And he said, oh, fortunately, we also have this young person from China.
我吓了一跳。
And I was scared.
因为我知道他是讲我的。
I know that he was talking about me. Sentence.
他说孩子。
Says, son.
你在日本集中营的时候，我们天天为你祷告。
When you were in the Japanese concentration camp, we have been praying for you every day.
我怎么会怪他？
How can I blame her?
可能我今天存活是因为一个姊妹用祷告来拖住宣教士和宣教士的子民。
And probably maybe I'm here today because of the prayer of this one lady.Who was praying and supporting this missionary?
在座的青年弟兄姊妹，你不知道你的祷告多么重要。
And dear brothers and sisters, you don't know how important your prayer support is.
抗战的时候，五年半跟父母分开。
And in the Japanese war, I've been separated from my parents for 5 years.
有一位老姊妹天天为我们祷告。
There is this elderly lady who has been praying for us every day.
保罗跟提摩跟以巴弗在祷告上是同工。
So you can see Paul and Epaphras has been prayer in partners.
最后
，and finally，
他们更是在为主受苦这一方面做同工的。
And they were partners in the suffering for the Lord.
很多的时候，我们以为宣教士当然好像他们为主受苦是理所当然的。
And a lot of times we feel that missionaries to suffer for the Lord, that is only appropriate.
可是我们这些留下的人呢，就不需要。
And those that did not go out, then we don't need to suffer.
我觉得这个观念不对。
I feel this concept is not correct.
很多的时候，我们留下的弟兄姊妹，在金钱、在时间、在很多方面跟前线的人一样的为主受苦。
And I feel that for those that stay back, they're in their prayer, in their effort, and in all their thinkings, they should be sharing the same as the frontliners.
到前线的人是，他们是有他们的牺牲。
And for those that go to the front line, they have their sacrifice.
可是我们在后方的弟兄姊妹也有我们的牺牲。
And for those that stay back, we have our sacrifices too.
有没有？有没有想到这一点？
Have you thought about this?
我觉得在我们家，我们最伟大的宣教士是我的大女儿。
And I feel that in our family, the greatest missionary that we have is my oldest daughter.
她没有离开美国。
She never left America.
他们在 Pittsburgh， 在匹兹堡。
They live in Pittsburgh.
跟他先生牧养教会。
They were pastoring a church with her husband.
有三个孩子。
They have 3 children.
几年前他们给我们一封信。
Several years ago, they wrote us this letter.
他说爸爸妈妈。
Mom and Dad.
我们牧养的这个教会在匹兹堡的这个市中心的 inner city.
The church that we're pastoring is in the inner city of Pittsburgh.
但是我们这个教会好像不怎么影响四周的人。
I felt that our church has not been impacting the people around us.
我们的信徒都住在教外的地方。
And our congregation came from the suburb.
我们也是住在郊外。
We live in the suburb.
礼拜天我们坐上我们的汽车，就进到这个市中心。
And so on Sunday we get into our cars and drive to our church in the inner city.
那么听牧师讲道。
So listen to the sermon of the pastor.
讲完道，我们坐我们的汽车回到。我们的教外的房家。
After the service, we will get back in our cars and drive back to our suburbs.
我们经过祷告，就觉得我们应该从教外的地方搬到市中心。
So after prayer, we've decided that we should move from the suburbs back to the inner city.
我们是在远东做宣教士的。
We are missionaries in the Far East.
我们赶紧地跟我的女儿联系。
And I right away wrote back to my daughter.
你要不要多祷告一下?
And shouldn't you pray for this a little more?
不过他们已经祷告通了。
They felt that they have heard the Lord's calling.
毅然决然就把郊外的房子卖掉。
So they decided to sell their house in the suburb.
就搬到市中心。
And moved into the inner city.
要付代价。
And they have to pay a price.
为主受苦。
And to suffer for the Lord.
第一方面,
First,
来了一个电话,
and a phone call came.
我们在加州的亲家,
and our in-laws in California,
啊, 他们就给我, 他们的儿子, 我们女儿就说,
and the phone call said, well, you guys did not think it over carefully.
啊, 以后我们再不来看你们。
And from now on, we will not come and visit you.
你们来加州看我们可以。
You can come and visit us in California.
我们不来了。
We will not come.
第二,
Second,
我女婿从礼拜堂头一天要走回家的时候,
and my son-in-law, the first day when he had to walk home from church,
现在不必开车,
now he didn't have to drive.
10分钟就到家。
He can walk for 10 minutes and he'll be home.
好运动。
So it's a good exercise.
是傍晚的时候,
and it was dusk.
他已经走了一半,
and he was halfway home.
突然有一个人喊,
and suddenly a person screamed,
Bruce, what are you doing?
Bruce, 你在干嘛?
Hey, 他就很大气。He
was shocked.
Hey, 是一个朋友,
and it was a friend.
那个朋友就对他说,
and this friend said to him,
你不知道你这样走回家多危险。
You don't know how dangerous it is for you to walk home.
你穿西装,
you're wearing a suit,
大领带,
you have a tie on,
手提公事包,
you have a briefcase in your hand,
这样走回家,
you walk home this way,
人家以为你有钱,
and people felt that you might have money,
把你打死了,
and they will come and murder you.
谢谢。
And he said, thank you.
学会第一门功课。
So he learned this first lesson.
过了几个, 几个月,
and a few months passed by.
我们又收到一封信,
we received another letter.
是我们女儿写来的,
it's a letter from our daughter.
她说, 爸爸妈妈, 我们这一道街出了名了,
and we are famous on this block.
她就解释, 一个所以然,
and she explained why.
隔壁几家就着火了,
and a few houses down the street, there was on fire.
你知道在
And you know, in the city, all the houses was all linked together in row.
那个火就扫过来,
and the fire came sweeping by.
很危险,
it was very dangerous.
他说, 消防队来, 把火扑灭了,
and so the fire department came and put out the fire.
警察来调查一个所以然,
and the police came and investigated what happened.
发现有两个男人住在那边,
and they found out that there are two men living there.
一个死了,
and one died.
活的那个, 他们给他逮捕了,
and one of the men that was surviving, they arrested him.
告他什么状呢?
What was his crime?
告他虐待尸体状,
and they said he was abusing a corpse.
死的那个人已经死了一个月,
and the person that died has died for over a month.
那个活的那个人天天去虐待这个尸体,
and the person that survived every day went and abused this corpse.
这是变态,
and this is sick.
发现死的那个人有艾滋病,
and they found out that the dead corpse had AIDS.
活的这个也是,
and the person, the survival, also had AIDS.
我的孙子孙女这么近,
and my grandchildren, they live so close.
他们都天天要经过这个房子,
they have to walk by this house every day.
我就跪下来,
and I kneel down.
我说神啊, 我不是宣教士,
and Lord, I'm not a missionary.
我的女儿, 我的女婿, 三个孙, 外孙, 他们是,
my daughter and my son-in-law and my three grandchildren, they are the true missionaries.
求你保守他们,
and we ask that you protect them.
求你使用他们,
and we ask that you use them.
让他们的家成为那个黑暗地方的光,
so that their family became the light in this dark area.
你知道神起, 奇妙的就做工了。
And you see God's work miraculous things.
附近的小学校长来找。
And in the neighborhood elementary school, a principal came.
他说 ，Bruce， 你Pastor Bruce， 你是现在住在我们中间。
And the principal came to my son-in-law and says, Bruce, you live in our neighborhood.
你可以不可以在学校开课？
Would you be willing to start a class in our school?
他说我没有资格开课。
And Bruce said, I'm not qualified.
我不是学教育。
I did not major in education.
他说我不是请你教孩子。
I'm not asking you to come and teach the children.
我要请你教他们的家长。
And I want you to come and teach their parents.
怎么做一个负责任的家长。
How can they become responsible parents?
哇，以前从来没有来找他。
And in the past, they never came and seek him out.
可是正当他跟这些地方这个市中心的人认同的时候，这些门就开了。
And just when he became part of this community, then these doors are open to him.
你看戴德生就跟中国内地的朋友认同的时候。
And you can see Hudson Taylor as he got mingled with the local Chinese.
这个福音的门也开了。
The doors to the gospel are open.
我的女儿跟女婿跟那个地方的人认同的时候。
Is when my daughter and my son-in-law became one of the neighborhood.
他们附近的人也一个一个就开始来礼拜堂听福音。
And the people in the neighborhood now, one by one, they would come to church to listen to.
我跟戴叔每年一次两次都要去看他们。
So my wife and I would go and visit them once or twice every year.
后天我们有一两天的时间可以跟他们在一起。
And day after tomorrow, we'll be having a few days that we can spend time with
them. 我们就发现他们的教会跟以前那个教会不一样了。
And we realize that the church is no longer the same as before.
他们的主日学，他们的青年团体不一样了。
And their Sunday school, their young fellowships, youth fellowships, they are no longer the same as before.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
神的恩手在他们身上,
God's hand is among them.
是的, 他们肯摆上,
because they are willing to put themselves up.
他们肯冒这样的险,
they are willing to take the risk.
他们肯为主受苦,
they are willing to suffer for the Lord.
可是我看见神的恩典更丰富了,
and I can see God's grace is even richer.
今天在福音的工作上, 我们是不是一同为主受苦呢?
And in today, in God's gospel, are we willing to sacrifice with him?
一同传福音。
We are to spread the gospel together.
一同祷告。
We pray together.
一同为主受苦。
We are to suffer together for the Lord.
你就看见福音就传开了。
You can see the gospel will then spread out.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for prayer.
天父，求你把你自己的话铭刻在我们心板上。
Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you will engrave your words in our hearts
帮助我们反复思想
so that we can meditate over it again and again.
主啊，巴不得我们像以巴弗一样是你的仆人。
May we be like Epaphras, be your servant.
尊主为主。
So we can look to you as our Lord.
主啊，帮助我们为你做见证。
Help us to be witnesses for you.
在我们自己的家,
in our own families,
在我们的学校,
in our school,
在我们四周,
in our surroundings,
甚至到极地极,
and to the end of the world.
主啊, 今天在我们中间有许多有专业的弟兄姊妹。
Today we have a lot of professionals among us.
求你帮助我们。
And we ask that you help us
更清楚地看见,
so that we can clearly see
如何用我们的专业侍奉主。
So that using our careers to help them to serve you.
主啊，帮助我们用祷告。
So help us to pray.
来关心福音的广传。
So that we care for the spreading of the gospel.
来托住你忠心的仆人。
So that we can support your faithful servants.
更帮助我们为你受苦。
So that we can help us to suffer for you.
主，求你听我们的祷告。
Lord, we ask that you listen to our prayer.
巴不得今天也有我们的青年，我们弟兄姊妹把自己奉献给主。
We hope that we have youngsters today willing to offer themselves to you.
当我们祷告的时候
，As we pray，
请大家继续低头。
We ask that you bow your head，
闭目。
And close your eyes.
我要问一个问题。
And I'd like to ask this one question.
今天主向你说话的时候。
As Lord speak to you today,
你愿意把，你肯不肯把自己奉献在主的手里？
Are you willing to offer yourself in God's hand?
主，我在这里。
Lord, I'm here.
请差遣我。
Send me.
如果你肯。
If you're willing.
请你把手举起来。
We ask that you raise your hand.
我愿意为你祷告。
I'm willing to pray for you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
手放下。
Put down your
hand. 还有哪一位？
Are there any others?
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。谢谢主。手放下。感谢主。还有哪一位？谢谢主。谢谢主。感谢主。谢谢主。有年轻的，有年长的。
We have young and we have old.
还有没有哪一位？
Are there any others?
谢谢主，我看见手放下。谢谢主，感谢主。请刚刚举手的弟兄姊妹站在自己的位置。
And we ask the brothers and sisters to be standing at your place.
谢主。如果你没有举手，你觉得你应该，请你也站起来。
If you have not raised your hand, but you feel you ought to, then we ask that you stand also.
谢谢主。谢谢主，感谢主。赞美主，天父，我们继续在你面前祷告。
And our Lord, we pray, continue to pray in front of you.
因为今天你的灵在我们中间。
Because your Spirit is among us.
你向我们说话。
You have spoken to us.
主啊，求你悦纳我们的奉献。
And we ask that you accept our offering.
纪念站在你面前的弟兄姊妹。
And remember the brothers and sisters that stand in front of you.
主啊，求你赐下你的灵充满他们。
And we ask that you just send your spirit to fill each one of them.
引领他们的脚步。
And guide their footsteps.
你更要使用他们。
So that you can use them.
使更多的人能够听主的福音。
So that their gospel can reach to more.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
We really thank the Lord for His own work to us. After the 3 days I listened to Dr. Taylor, the only feeling I can sum up in just a few words. His message brings us laughter in our mind, tears in our eyes, and God's love and warmth in our heart. I really...谢谢他的讲道，让我们有欢笑的时间，但是我们眼中有泪，我们心中有神的爱，我们实在是感谢神。现在我们要特别一个做这个宣道信心奉献的时间，我们请我们宣道部的执事吴弟兄。 We have a specialMission Faith Patch Time. We ask Julian to lead this.
Please take out your pledge form.
那个，请你大家把那个信心奉献单拿出来。
Before we look at this, I also want to say it's been a tiring weekend.
我们还大家还没有看一下这个单子以前，我跟大家分享一下，我们这个礼拜是很非常非常的忙碌，疲累。
But it was a good tiredness.
这个是，但是一个是非常好的一个件事。
Because it was so exciting to see Friday night some new believers among us.
那个是在礼拜天晚上，我们很高兴看到有些是还没有信的朋友们来到我们中间。
And as I walked around yesterday, I was just so happy to see how God was speaking to me and to each one of us.
昨天一天的话，我在外面走去看情况的话，我很高兴神怎么样跟我自己讲，也怎么样跟大家讲话。
I could see God really moving among us, and I could also see God speaking through His servants, like Dr. Taylor and Brother Wong, Dr. Ed Wong, Elizabeth Low, and other believers who were here yesterday.
我真的可以看见神接着他的仆人。戴牧师、黄弟兄跟 Low 姐妹跟那个 Ed 王他们的口把他的信息传给我们。
I think one thing that I learned from this whole conference was that missions is about people.
这有一点我从这个宣道年会里面学到的，就是 宣道是关于人。
People with feelings.
人是有感觉。
There are believers who have heartbreaks and love stories, as Dr. Taylor reminded us.
那个宣教士他们有感情，他们有心痛的时候。
These are missionaries. These are believers, just like you and me.
这些宣教士只是像我们一样的是，大家都是信徒。
They become discouraged, lonely.
他们有的时候会觉得很孤单。
And unfortunately, they also have conflicts among each other.
很可惜的，他们有的时候也彼此也有问题。
So, also, this is about people, believers, reaching other people.
这个是宣教士是关于是信徒要想办法去传到非信徒的手中。
And because these are people just like you and me, I ask you now to look at this pledge form and see how you can be a partner with God and with other people.
就是因为是这个是为人，所以我希望请大家把那个单子拿出来看一下，看你们在这一方面的工作怎么样跟我们大家配搭。
First, I want you to think about and pray about the vision.
第一，我要希望大家能够考虑也为这个意向祷告。
I think we all agree with Christ's commission to make disciples.
我们相信每一位都会同意神的的意向是叫我们传福音。
And this past Friday night, we have some new believers that need to be discipled.
这个礼拜五晚上我们有很多新的的弟兄姐妹需要我们去支持。
And as I said before, there are Chinese everywhere. So I hope you agree with the second statement.
我跟大家讲过，我们中国人在世界各处都有中国人。
And let's reach the world by reaching the Chinese everywhere.
所以我们是可以是把福音传到全世界，是透过中国人。
There are many ways you can do this if you look under the next part of the pledge.
你可以看到实行的方式是在下面。
You can pray for missionaries.
你可以为宣教士祷告。
And this is very important, as I said, and as Dr. Taylor said, these people are not made of wood.
像刚才戴牧师讲，这些宣教士并不是木头做的。
They really need encouragement.
他们需要我们的支持。
And because of air travel, many of us have had the opportunity to see and even meet missionaries.
因为我们现在的交通发达，所以我们有机会可以跟那些宣教士见面。
And you can see, for example, that these are people that have bills to pay.
And 你可以看到这些他们也有账单，他每个月需要付。
And they have cars that break down.
他们有汽车，但车子也会坏掉。
Like Brother Wang's car just broke down on a mile from here.
只是像黄弟兄礼拜五来的时候，他的车子就在我们那个美心那个超市场那里就坏掉。
So we can support our missionaries financially.
所以我们可以用金钱来支持我们的宣教士。
And our church has a pretty big budget, almost $90,000.
所以我们教会的预算在宣道方面，我们也差不多有90,000块。
So you are supporting many people with bills to pay.
所以你们是用金钱上面来支持很多的宣教士，他们是需要付他们每个月的账。
And also, as Dr. Taylor has encouraged us to do, think about how God can use you overseas.
刚才也像戴牧师讲的，我们应该考虑一下我们怎么样可以参与宣道的施工，在海外的宣道施工。
You can go as a short-term missionary, a long-term missionary, or as a professional, or in missions, we call this a professional overseas. We call him a tent-making missionary.
你可以说做短宣或者是代职侍奉的宣教士。
And for those of you who do not know, this comes from the example of Paul.
And 如果你不知道的话，这个是保罗给我们很好的榜样。
Paul and his co-workers earned money by making tents.
保罗跟他的同工是用做帐篷来支持他们自己。
So you with your professional degrees can also earn your salary overseas.
你们是有职业的学位的，你们也可以在国外可以领薪水来支持你们自己的生活。
Okay. But if you are still here at home, you can also assist me and the missions department in supporting these mission activities.
如果你是要留在这里的话，你也可以用要来支持我们宣道部来支持这些宣教士。
And as you can see, we have from our teens, you know, we have a very creative church.
我们可以看到昨天我们年轻人，我们教会是很有想象力的。
And a couple of college students have given me ideas on how we can help our church be more sensitive to missionaries.
有好几位那个大学生，他们也跟我们讲过有什么方法，我们来使得我们跟那个宣教的工作更做得更好。
So today and for the next month, think about how you can support our missionaries and do the work yourself.
所以从今天开始，我们有一个月的时间，我们大家可以考虑一下，我们应该在这个方面的工作是怎么样参与。
So you can put this form in the offering plate because you are offering yourself.
你们可以把这个单子填好，然后摆在奉献袋上。那个也是因为是你奉献你自己。
And please sign your name because this is a sign of your commitment.
请你们把名字签下，因为这个是你跟神的应许。
And for the next month, I will be collecting these, so you do have some time to pray and to ponder how you would like to serve.
所以你有一个月的时间来做你的决定，